What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Ray.
And today's spill is going to be dating for love versus dating for status and or financial gain. So that would be your sugar babies. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who else. Maybe some of these athletes' wives. I don't know.
Let's get wet. Okay. So I'm going to start this one off. And I'm going to say, well, obviously, if you're familiar with Q and I and our podcast, you're learning a lot about us. So some of these answers, you can probably already kind of know where we're going to go with them. Mm-hmm. We don't shade anybody. So regardless of what you hear, it's our opinion and it's personal. It's, it doesn't have anything to do with how you choose to date, who you choose to date, none of that shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, full disclaimer, these are our opinions. It's not gold. It's not facts. It's just, this is how we feel. This is how we think and operate. Mm-hmm. Oh, obviously, I don't date for status.
She doesn't date at all.
Because I don't date at all. Yes. I cannot see myself, at least up to this point in my life, I still can't see myself dating for status or gain in that regard. Because mm-hmm. obviously, if I had been able to, I'd have been rich by now.
Correct.
And it's like I said, it's no shade to that lifestyle. It's just I'm not set up that way. Right. One, it's hard for me to tolerate a person that I want to be around, let alone a person that I have to be around. Like, that's just one thing you ain't about to do. Correct. Like, I can barely tolerate a presence of someone after so long that mm-hmm. I actually am inclined to want to be around.
Right.
So for me, it's just too much fucking work. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's one of them, like, I'm going to just fly you out to an event, or I need you to be around me, you know, something like that. I mean, I could probably consider what that may look like. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't, at that point, I wouldn't consider that dating, even though that may still be me being a sugar baby. Mm-hmm. I'm too old to be a sugar baby now. I mean, it's still a thing, but mm-hmm. we might have a different name for it. Sugar adolescent. Sugar toddler. I don't know. It's like you can only be a baby for so long. But you know, so we have to look at it like that. But like, to just it to be my lifestyle, and I'm right. doing it so that I can have financial gain, or this is my occupation. Mm-hmm. Probably not, but I know a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. It's everybody can't just get a sugar daddy. Well, they make it seem like it's easy to get like a sugar daddy or whatever. There's websites mm-hmm. and people who are looking for sugar babies mm-hmm. or people who are looking mm-hmm. for sugar daddies. And there's plenty of people who don't want too much of a connection. I want you to be around. I want you around. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure you look good. Make sure you feel good while you're with me. Yep. But we don't need to be in love. We don't have to have connections. And sometimes they have sex. Sometimes they don't. There's plenty mm-hmm. of them that say they don't have to do too much physical. It just depends on what that particular sugar daddy right. is looking for and what that particular sugar baby is willing to give. Yeah, but it's out there. Like, there's mm-hmm. money out there to be made in that regard if that's something Absolutely. That you're interested in. But for me, like I said, it's just that's adding a lot to my plate, unless it's one of these things where it's like, come get flued out real quick to mm-hmm. go to this event with me. I think you would be great for this event. Right. Like, it's right up your alley. Something what you do. Be some eye candy. Mm-hmm. Make some. Because everything is going to boil down for me to how is this mutually beneficial, right? So it's going to be as much for me at that point than it is for you. Mm-hmm. So if you're flying me out somewhere and it's a nice little event, you got money, great. I'm a network. So right. I'm going to, you know, make some connections and mm-hmm. if I got business ventures that I want to get, you know, it's going to be something like that. And I would imagine that if that's what we've got established, that's why you're asking me to come, because mm-hmm. it's going to be for mutually beneficial for the both of us.
Right.
So that's my take on that part. And then once you go, we'll go back into some of the other stuff.
I mean, you know, for me, because for me personally, yes, it's not my thing. I can't see dating for status or a financial gain. dating is too complicated enough as it is mm-hmm. to find it on a friendship level and then a potential romance level.
Absolutely.
Let alone when you try and tie in, I don't have any of those feelings. I just want the financial or the... Because for me, I feel like it's too much work. Then I really got to figure out how to get you out of your pockets. And then I got to figure out how to do this and this and this mm-hmm. and act like I like you. And I don't have time for all that. I don't have the time or energy for it. I just feel like it just comes with too many complications and too many things right. that I just don't want to deal. I just don't want to deal with. And... For me, I have a daughter, so I'm always thinking about the image and what I set for her mm-hmm. and what she's looking up to and how I present for her because she's coming into being a young woman and she has things that she has to work on and learn, and I feel like I need to be a role model for that. So it just comes with a lot of different things for me, but ultimately, it's just not my thing. I don't knock anybody who does it. I feel like if you do it and you can do it well, so by all means.
What does the role model part mean then?
What is me? Well, because I feel like for right now, I didn't do it the right way when I was younger. But like right now, I'm going to school. We're doing our business ventures and things like that. And I want her to be able to see these things and see that you don't need a man or a right. partner okay, okay. to be yeah, able yeah. to accomplish these things. No, I didn't do it right the first time, but you see how I'm doing school and things like that right now, and you see how tired I am. Maybe it'll make you have the drive to want to complete it while you're still younger, and I push it until you're older like I am and have to worry about that type of struggle. So things like that, I just don't want her to ever feel like she has to be directly tied to another person for her happiness or for her dreams and what she wants to achieve.
Right.
You have to have it within yourself first, and if you can find somebody who balances it or meets it, cool. But if not, you know that you always got you, because if you don't got you, who else is gonna have you?
Right.
So like that. So I don't knock anybody who does what they do. Like I said, if you do it good. I'd be like, ooh, you know. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, because
can I come?
Yeah, like sometimes I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's dope or yeah. whatever. And I may say like, oh my god, like I always tell you, and I be joking like, man, I wish I could lose some of these morals and values and just do mm-hmm. what I want to do and be whatever. But ultimately, it's just not me. So, and it's not to say that anybody who does it does not have morals or values. Let me just say that.
Like right. to me, she said.
Let me just say that. I'm not saying no morals and values. I am not saying that if you are a sugar baby, you have no morals or values. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just speaking for myself personally. I just can't see using somebody or just getting it in that regard.
Same. And then like, but at the same time, when I said earlier as far as like mutually beneficial, so
right.
I would be thinking I'll be looking at it as some sort of a partnership.
Like a partnership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it still may be under those technical terms of sugar baby, mm-hmm. but maybe not. Because, you know, like right. I said, it's just going to depend on those two individuals. But for me, if that was the case and there was just this older, distinguished man, mm-hmm. businessman, mm-hmm. whatever he was, and he, mm-hmm. For whatever reason, he's single, he just right. needed some companionship and he mm-hmm. needed someone to go to these events with him mm-hmm. and,
just
you know,
somebody
help.
On his arm.
And sometimes it's just like, it's fucking spitballing and I'm sharing Absolutely. My ideas with you, or you're just some person that I can just... divulge whatever I mm-hmm. want to talk to about, like whatever it is. Everybody's like relationships are different. And it's the same for a sugar baby and a sugar daddy. Every yeah. relationship isn't just I'm just paying for all this stuff and you're just right. everybody's they want different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if it was anything like that where it seemed like they were my sugar daddy,
mm-hmm.
It may
that's
not
like
that
a
may
sugar
not
friend.
Right, it'd
Your
be like
friend.
A sugar yeah like my sugar mm-hmm. nigga. But like that's just my sugar nigga. That's just my sugar nigga.
Well,
you know,
because I think that oftentimes society has created this definition of what a sugar baby is right. or a sugar daddy, and that's really all we have to work on. And
unless
so
you
from,
have experience,
unless
yeah,
you have
experience.
And
yeah.
so for me, not having the experience, if I was right. to go by the views and how it is presented through society, mm-hmm. is these young girls get with these older men,
typically attractive.
They're attractive, and I've seen some instances. And when I say see, I'm talking about Lifetime, guys. I don't know anybody in person. Don't know nobody personally. This is Lifetime experience I'm talking about here. I've seen okay. where, you know, the girl is literally, her only interest is what she can get from this. It's solely the benefits.
Right, so flat out sugar baby. Yeah.
Flat
yeah,
out
yeah,
sugar baby. Yeah. Then I've seen instances where you're helping me pay for college.
Right.
Then I've seen instances where you take me to these events and I know there's more people like you in the room mm-hmm. that have money, that have connections, that have X, Y, and Z, more similar to what you said, a sugar nigga. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen it played out on TV in different ways, but I think 9 times out of 10 for the societal standard or what society paints it as, it's these young girls, you probably feel like they got daddy issues or something. Mm-hmm. And they give these older men and they mm-hmm. get their whole lives or take care of them. They have to do, they don't have to do shit but be on someone's beck and call. Mm-hmm. So I can't. And then too, I can't be in nobody's beck and call. Like, I don't want to, you're not about to just be like, do, 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 do. I want you here, here. And you know, I mean, trips could be nice and you know, the attention mm-hmm. and all of that could be great. But I think you just have to, it has to, like you said, it has to be what you and your person make it, the understanding right. that you guys have. If you don't mind being a beck and call girl, cool.
Right. If that's you know how your life's saying? Set up.
If that's how it's set up and you have nothing else to do, no responsibility, that's well and dandy. But and if you're going to school, that's what you want. Sometimes I wish I had somebody to help fund this fucking school shit because it is
right.
not.
Some people have stripping or, you know,
to go to school right now.
Working the hard, laborious yeah, jobs or multiple jobs. And some people have sugar daddies or sugar mamas because yeah. we talk a lot about sugar daddies too. But we're talking there this are, is inclusive sugar of sugar mamas because well. There's some older distinguished women wealthy well off. Maybe they just want the sex, but maybe they want yeah. just a little nice little arm candy, little companion, your little, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And plus I think it also, and I may be thinking too much about this, but like we're thinking too deep into it, but there's also that aspect that it's nice to have friends of different age groups too. Like you don't want all old friends or all young friends. That's you want to keep a fresh perspective. So this if may not be the case, the intention, true. But it's mm-hmm. still something that I see as a benefit to yeah. an older versus younger. Some of the ones December. That are predatory. Yeah, because some of them are predatory, but
absolutely.
Like when it's of legal age and consent and it's a mutually right. beneficial thing, like if you can really set aside your 30-year age gap or whatever right, it is, right. you can always benefit from somebody older and younger. Like you're always going to learn from people. And so that fresh perspective is kind of nice if you're surrounded mm-hmm. by, especially if you're a wealthy person, you're surrounded by people that are wealthy. You're surrounded by people that are used to yeah. and accustomed to whatever lifestyle you're mm-hmm. living. So mm-hmm. this sugar baby, whomever they are, if they're not used to the fast life and the rich mm-hmm. life and all that, they're just getting a taste of that. You can kind of like groom, but you know, you can if that's what you're trying to do, but you can groom them. Say, you, yeah, can you can allow them to experience life not outside of just what the financial what part know. Can bring uh-huh. in, but what they know. Yeah, mm-hmm. you can give them these experiences. And so I think that's something that, like I said, it may not be their intent, but mm-hmm. depending on the type of person you are, if you're the type of person like me, well, I am going to try to get out of this everything that I can. Mm-hmm. And that's knowledge one thing wise, that I love yeah. to experience is experiencing different lifestyle, different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And to be around somebody that's 30 years your senior, mm-hmm. you're going to learn some
it,
shit.
They're established.
And they're, yeah, absolutely. You're going to learn if you're paying attention. Now, if you just absolutely. Sugar baby ended up and you're just there to get the check and yada, yada, you're probably not going to, because all you're going to see is, you know, shiny glitz and glamour and dollar mm-hmm. signs and everybody's money to you. Everybody looks like a dollar mm-hmm. sign or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you're there with this one, but you're looking for the next one, mm-hmm. like type
your
of thing.
Next
and,
come
that's,
up.
And that's fine too, but if that's what you want.
Right.
But for the other side of dating, like other intents, like financial security and stability, meaning you're not dating for love, mm-hmm. But see, we're saying dating and not courting. So I guess it's easier to date for other reasons than love. Mm-hmm. But if you're dating intentionally, mm-hmm. then that's different. So courting, and people do court for mm-hmm. financial stability. Like, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be love. This person, it looks like I can have a safe life. I can have a home.
I have security, I have, stability.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if we have children, I know that they're going to be taken care of.
Yep.
I don't need to be in love.
No. Mm-hmm.
And people
okay
firmly
that.
Believe that. Mm-hmm. And then that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's not for me. If and when the mm-hmm. time comes, I would like the love part. No, I would like the love part, because what would be the point of me spending so much time with you if I didn't have that genuine attachment and caring mm-hmm. connection mm-hmm. with you? But because, well, for one, I don't feel like anybody can make me feel any more secure than I myself, right. like than I can.
Right.
I don't know that I'm not saying that there's no other way possible. And if you're in a relationship that, you know, I'm not saying any mm-hmm. of that, because I know that it's true. People can mm-hmm. make you feel more secure and mm-hmm. safe. And mm-hmm. probably especially after living alone so long, yeah, it would feel great to have another adult and like somebody that might hear something if you're mm-hmm. sleeping, if, you know, you in good deep sleep or something because you got dicked down real good, like, so you can finally get a good night's rest. You know, you sleeping through the night, you might not hear something. Right. And it's nice to know that you are safe and like you have a partner or somebody there that might be able to help. Mm-hmm. Or any other thing, like you slip and fall in the shower, people slip, have like bathroom accidents and shit. You, it's wet in there, you slip, you hit your head or whatever. It would be great that it, you have someone there to save you or to help you or mm-hmm. vice versa, that you will be able to be there for that person. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's all people are good for in relationships, but it seems like I'm thinking safety because we're talking about security and safety. Mm-hmm. So yes, in that regard, for sure. But outside of that, I want to feel secure within myself. Like mm-hmm. I want to feel like, not that it has to be me against the world, but I want to be confident that regardless, because I can fall deeply in love and it could be the best love of my life. We could be married for 2 years and he mm-hmm. die or correct. Vice versa. He could have mm-hmm. been waiting for me all his life. He finally gets me. I die. Mm-hmm. And like what? So mm-hmm. that's all I mean. Like I want to be, I don't want to look for that from a relationship.
Right.
None of those things I want from a relationship. The relationship itself, I just want that connection, mm-hmm. that partnership, that whatever else we decide to make it. But none of those mm-hmm. things like the financial and the security, mm-hmm. because that shit is just like looks and it can be here today and gone tomorrow. Uh-huh. Money is money. And like you can have all the investments, but something can go wrong. Shit happens. Like I said, you can get sick. You can die, and Ponzi you can find scheme. Out. Yeah, like you can find out that you thought shit was in order. Motherfuckers ain't got wills, or you not in it. Like it's just you're not an insurance policy. Like so many things can take place and go mm-hmm. wrong when you put all your eggs in the basket of financial security or safety right. or any type of security, in someone outside of yourself. Uh-huh. And like I said, it's not this old. This typical black woman, independent, I don't need no man, because that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. at the same time, just be confident and secure in yourself prior to whatever relationship. Mm-hmm. That way they're just adding to whatever mm-hmm. you have. And you don't have to feel like they're taking or that you're taking. It's a mutual. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to do like date like that mm-hmm. for sure. Like I'd have to have the like I want to be in love.
Well, you already know I got to have love.
So. Yeah, she definitely got to have love.
So, I mean, and I'm not one of those people. I think I've said it before on one of our topics from season one, or it could have been one of the topics earlier this season. But, for me, I don't know. I don't expect to go into anything and you just have to be so well off and so much better than me and so established and so this and that.
Because that's another thing.
I feel like at least, this is what I will say, at least meet me where I am at, and then we can build and grow together if that's what we're gonna do. So when I say meet me where I'm at, right, like I have a car, please, like a car.
So you know, date I have, don't got a car.
I mean, well, I don't want to say
I'm putting you on the spot
because I don't want to say no, but then when I think not a car, I think the bus.
So, some people Uber a lot,
and some people do Uber a lot.
Or
but I feel like if I but then why, like you don't have a like you don't have a license
either, because they don't have a license or because they live somewhere where there's no parking.
This is what I was gonna say. We happen to live in a state and city where a car is kind of essential for us. It's kind of hard in California not to have a car, like some places like New York. Mm-hmm. I can see if I was like mm-hmm. in places like that where it's just maybe the parking, the way parking is set up, and people just don't really, from what I hear and understand, a lot of people don't really drive or have licenses right. for that fucking matter in New York. Mm-hmm. They have so many different public transportation systems. But here in California, it's kind of a must to have a vehicle. It kind of is. So, I would prefer. Yes, I would prefer that
strongly
you have,
prefer a
I
car.
I would prefer that you did have a car. And like I have somewhere to a roof over my head, a roof over your head. I ain't even saying it has to be your roof. It ain't gotta be the best kept roof, but just at least be, because it gives me, you gonna want to live with me and I don't, and that's not gonna, we can't do that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so at least just have at least what I have, and then we grow and we can establish and build from there. Mm-hmm. For me, that would be the ideal type of relationship. You know, I know people who are like, your status has to be here, mm-hmm. and then it don't matter where the fuck I'm at, but you got to be here,
right?
And then that's the only way I'll even consider you. And for me, and it's not to knock anybody, it's your personal preference. But I just feel like, ooh, you got a nerve. Like, right. If your life isn't together, or there's still things you need to work on, because we're always trying to work and evolve, right? That's the name of the name of the game in life. You're growing, you're evolving. If you still have a lot of evolving though, and you're just, you really haven't even started to come into your own yet, who are you to say? I mean, yeah, who are you to say that you want somebody who is an eight-figure nigga and got all these other lists of accomplishments, and you just have a GED or high school diploma?
I think that's where, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So for me, I don't need your status, because your status is not what's going to keep me safe. Your status is not going to love me. Your status is not going to protect me. Your status is not going to treat my child right or treat me right. Your money is not going to do any of those things either. It's going to be you and who you are. And we see so many people as spectators looking in on all these celebrities and these stars who have all the money, the status, the power, and they are fucking miserable. They are slowly but surely falling right before our faces, and all we can see is it's our favorite star or our favorite whatever, and there's so much more to it. You only know what a person wants you to know. So while everybody's looking at the couple goals and the relationship goals and this and this, what's behind the facade and the mask?
Correct.
And that's where you really, that's where you're really in your element at, that's where you're really living at. So I don't need a presentation of a relationship. I don't need the status or the look of a relationship. I need a actual relationship, and for me that comes with love, caring, understanding it, and money would be a gain. Status, I don't even really care about status either way it goes. Financially, that could be a gain, because my money's not gonna make you happy. Money won't make you happy, but it at least eliminates one stressor, because you can take care of yourself, you can take care of your family. So it's not the happiness end all be all happiness, but it eliminates a lot of stress that a person can have.
Absolutely.
So that's just me. I don't have this expectation or this like, oh my God, you have to be this and this and this, when I'm not even, I still have work to do. I'm not even there yet. I'm not even where I want to be. This has nothing to do with another person. I'm not where I want to be.
Right.
So why would I have these ridiculous expectations for you to be not even above, far and beyond light years ahead of me, and I can't even
not
meet you
light
there.
Years.
And I can't even meet you. I can't even meet you there. Like, babe, I see you when you come back. Like, this way.
You gonna circle back? You gonna circle back around?
You
or
back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
that's and that. So I feel like a lot of those expectations and the people who do date for status or stability or financial security or gain are people who either they haven't found what they have to offer, or they don't have shit else to offer. So
possibly
it's it's one of those. I'm good looking, or my body looks nice. Mm-hmm. I'm good with it at sex, or I have a thing, thing, but it's not my heart, or it's not my soul. It's not something that is something that can withstand a relationship, so to speak. But it's something that could get me in
it's
a relationship.
It's the here and now.
So
because looks decline and fade,
and they do. But if
drop.
It's good enough for me to get into a relationship, especially one that they'll marry me, then I've got what I'm looking for, which is financial. Especially if we don't have to do like a prenup, or like even if we do, I'm gonna be leaving. If we got that clause in there that I get the milli or I get whatever,
just give you just 2 years, yep. 2 years and a child, and I got it.
You know, then I'm set, because I'm leaving with more than what I came with. And
absolutely.
for some people, that's okay and that's enough, because either they came from nothing or they don't, like I said, have anything else to offer. So I'm a date for status, because what else do I have to offer? I can't date for love. The people that I love or that would love me are broke, or the people that would love me, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot more probably for some of these people than just, oh, I'm just going to date for status or money. Because no, a lot of it is because you don't have shit else to offer, because either you were damaged, you got a lot of trauma, or it just
or
wasn't
just
taught to you.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You just
so you don't
you
know. And so that's it true. Is a lot easier for you to just go out there and get wifed up or be somebody's husband and just live
wife.
Whatever that life is, because that's sustainable for you, you know, for what you feel like you have to offer. And then there's other people who just got the game all the way fucked up, and like, I know I don't got shit to offer, but I still want all the things because I deserve
it,
because I'm a woman and I got a pussy and pussy power. And
so
I think that a lot more goes into it than it's just not always so cut and dry. But still having said that, I still stand the where I stand.
Right.
I know that I have so much to offer.
Right.
I know I have growing to do and all of those different things. And I, the same as you, I don't have these crazy expectations. I would love to just be like, you know, I want the best of everything. But then, but no, because I'm not the best of everything yet. Like, and I won't be. Nobody's ever going to be the best of everything. Like, you're going to have to continuously grow. Even if you have all the money and you have a good heart and you donate to charity and you actually give a fuck about your woman or your man and you care, you're attentive, there's still going to be other things that can use some sharpening. Absolutely. So iron sharpens iron. So why would I not want to be around somebody that's going to sharpen me as well as me sharpen them? So that's how I'm always going to look at it. No matter what kind of friendship, relationship, partnership, whatever it is, I want to, both parties, I want to be able to help one another from start to finish, you know, as for however long this relationship lasts, if it's not a marriage or whatever, from start to finish, I want to be able to have each other's back and help one another grow, whether that's because we're growing together or we got our own shit going on and we're growing. But you can't do that when you don't offer up anything except just your flesh. And I don't mean sexually, I just mean like just you physical, as a being, this is all you have. Like, because that, like you said, the money's not going to protect you. Like, it's not going to do any of those things, but neither is this physical body outside of, like, physical, protecting you from physical harm or getting you out of a fire, or like, obviously. But, like, that ass, that big ass, the big titties or the big whatever, none of that is going to be able to save my life, give me, like, get me out of a bad debt situation, help me invest, whatever, like none of that part is going to matter in the long run. That's not going to raise my kids, and it's not going to instill values and morals in them that'll help them when they become an adult. It's like like that is what is going to be most important, is what you can get out of life with this person. So
I agree.
So yes,
I agree. And again, it's not to knock or judge or critique anybody else's decisions or choices they make in regards to dating or how they choose to do it. No, some people
want it easy or whatever.
I don't knock it at all. I can only speak for the way I choose to do things and the way I move. And then, like I said, what I've seen on Lifetime. So I don't know. So I can never tell. So, you know, you can't tell somebody what they do is incorrect or they, you know what I'm saying? It's, we all do things how we do them. But just ultimately, yeah, I, you know, just don't think I could. That's not even a think. I know I could not just be solely happy and content.
Right. Because that's the thing. It's just not like a brief thing. You talking about your life. This is your life. The rest of it.
Because this person has money and some status. And then so many times you see or you hear, for one thing, you know, unless you inherited it or unless you just were born with this money or however it comes about, 9 times out of 10, you had to create something from nothing, which means you're working and it's a continuous work in progress. You're always working. So how many times do we hear about a person, your spouse feels left behind or your spouse is tired of sleepless and lonely nights because your sole focus is, I was broke before and I'll never go back to that again. You're far from broke, but it's always a constant fear. I'll never go back to being broke again, no matter where I'm at now. Not going back to being broke. So that leaves your partner, your spouse, to always be home alone, always raising the kids.
That's by themselves,
a lot of time without the person that you married, that's your other half. And what is it getting you? Yeah, you got the money. You're in the big house, the nice cars, the clothes. You are financially secure and set. You, your kids' kids probably. But personally, how are you feeling? What is that leaving you with? You're by yourself.
And don't let you be in a different country or state or something where you don't have family and friends. And,
you're alone.
Or, and or they're workaholics or like she said, they refuse to go back broke. So they spend ample time, energy and put everything into that. But then don't let, on top of that, they mistreat you. Like they abuse you physically, emotionally, mentally. Like, so a lot of these people that date for reasons outside of love, and yes, people that date for love also get abused, and that's, so that's not what I'm saying by any means, but a lot of the times you get that shitty end of the stick because just like you know deep down probably that you don't have a lot to offer or that you're not putting a lot up there to offer. You may have it, but you're not sharing that, you're not offering that up, you're just there to get what you can get. They know it too. So they might throw that shit in your face, or it might always be, well, I'm taking care of you, or what would you be without me? And this then that was my money. This turns into this a whole other situation.
Who really wants to start throwing their face all the time?
Because I don't.
Who wants to? And that's one of my biggest things. I don't want to ask you for shit. I don't give a good goddamn how long we've been together. I have a problem with not wanting to act, because you will never get the chance to throw anything in my face. And
the
say
problem is, people will throw it in your face if you didn't ask. Look, like, they can offer, that's, and they'll still too throw it in your face.
So it's just like, if you know that all you came to the party with was titties and ass and a pretty face, and here you are 10 years later, and you maybe got a couple kids and then got the work done, you know, laid on the table, whatever you did to get your body back in order. But the nigga table. Still, but
no shade.
It's not again, shade at all.
Get it how you live.
But
it.
Exactly, because everybody don't have the luxury of having snapback bodies, and half these women who have said they got snapback bodies meant they snapped back on the table. So you have been with this man and pushed out a couple of kids. Showed up where you needed to show up, show out, look wise. You did all the things a trophy wife should do. And you still sitting there, lonely, mentally done. You could be physically done too, because you probably ain't really getting sex no more. You know what I'm saying?
Your health, you talk, taking care of yourself.
He talks to you
your
crazy.
Health.
You're the little bits of what you had. You're beautiful, but who cares? Who are you? Who, what is it doing for you?
Right.
Who sees it except for you and the kids? Because this nigga show don't appreciate it no more, because he's always gone.
But what the kids also
so
see,
it's like the
is that he's gone and that you're sad, or like, no matter how you try to paint the picture.
And that's the other it's just so many things that tie into when you solely date, or your goal is you want the status and the financial security. And again, nothing wrong with it, but some people give it a lot of thought and they feel like, I don't give a fuck about the highs, the lows, the ups and downs. You are this person in public, and you have this amount of money, and that is okay with me. And that's cool. Some
because
people
if
live
it works
their lives
for you, some
like
people
that.
Are going to be
works
okay with
for
that.
You,
yeah.
It works for you. Or some may feel like, well, while you're doing your thing, I'm doing mine too, and we just come together when we need to come together to show up and show out. However the situation may work for you. But I just couldn't see spending my life and potentially raising children in that type of environment. Because what are you really showing your kids? What are they really getting to see? You know, they're not seeing a happy home. They're not seeing mom and dad together. They know mom and dad are together, but do they really get to see it? And when they do see you guys together, what is it that they're seeing?
What's that environment?
What does
like?
That look like? And some things for me, mentally, fit, just everything. Some things are just not worth it. Something's not worth it, because hell, sometimes love ain't worth it. Because
I was gonna say this,
sometimes
all the same stuff can happen even when you date for love. But
sometimes
it just
love is
seems
worth it
like
either.
You're asking for a recipe for disaster sometimes
when it's
when
so
you are one
track
minded, about what why you're dating, and so you won't even allow yourself to fall in love or like to be open and receptive to if they actually, because just because you're dating for that reason doesn't mean the other person is dating. You know what I mean? Like, they might actually care about you, and you it's one of those things where you just don't love
them.
Yeah,
fucking blue.
Like, you just don't love them.
Yes.
And so, but they got money, so you're going to do it.
So you
gonna
stay.
But meanwhile, because we didn't even talk about the other end of it, which is like that the other person is actually in love with you.
That's
you just,
true.
Because, you know, we all hear like, give that man a chance, give that woman a chance. Well, that's a good man, or that, you know,
that's a good
he going to take
man,
care of you, girl.
Savannah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
It's a good man,
just
Savannah.
Movie quoting over here. But, you know, but it's like that happens. And more often than not, I feel like if you're not at a place where you're strong enough and to stand on your moral grounds or your feelings and thoughts of your own, or you don't even, if you don't even have them, then you're easily manipulated. So all it takes is somebody that's close to you to say, yeah, go for it. Because, well, I mean, he loves you, or he cares about you, or he's going to, well, you know, he's
going
to take care of you. If you ever have
nowhere.
Kids, you know, they're
going
to be taken care of. And, you know, you don't want to be broke, and you don't want to have to live off the system and all this other stuff. If you were to go be with a regular old nigga who
not
left you with kids,
old, my
at
baby
least,
is a paycheck.
At least
not
if you have
one.
Kids with this man, you set for life, you know, and
set
it's not
life.
Every instance, but it's enough to where it's like, ladies, women, men, everybody, you have to have your own mind. And I know it's not as easy, because some people aren't taught it, or they weren't allowed to have their own opinions, and they care so much about what everybody else thinks and what society thinks and how they're gonna look if they are single. be fucking single. It's that's not the end of the world.
You learn a lot about yourself when you're single.
You don't have to be in a relationship.
You don't
to be happy. You don't have to be in a relationship to know yourself. It helps sometimes. You're gonna learn different lessons whether you're single or otherwise. You're always gonna be learning.
Yeah, but you should at least know yourself good enough while you're single. Correct. Because right when you get with someone, you are, this is you knowing who you are, so you correct. Know what you so want, you know what you're gonna stand for. You yes. know what you're gonna tolerate.
Exactly.
And then you find this person that meets it, and you meet what they need, because it's not just all about what you want and need. Everybody mm-hmm. have standards. That should go mm-hmm. both ways.
Correct.
So you guys meet, you fill each other's void, whatever that may look like, mm-hmm. and you guys are doing what you guys are doing.
Right.
And then you learn each other.
Then you learn each other.
And you tend to learn because you're always constantly growing mm-hmm. and changing. You could, if those are people who have been in relationships for years and years, I always hear them say, I'm not even who I was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My aunts and uncle, your uncle wasn't who he was 10 years ago. You know what I mean? So that's another learning curve.
Yep.
Because you changed. Now I got to learn what mm-hmm. you're changing and what that looks like. So, but it all starts with knowing who you are in the first right. place.
And that's why I ain't getting married. How I'm going to know if I'm going to like your ass in a couple minutes, let alone 5 years. God. Like, I'm going to change too. And my change is likely going to be that I don't like you no more.
That's your change.
I know.
A lot of changes are not always.
I'm just kidding, kind of. Like a little bit kidding, a little bit not.
Because everybody can't handle change, though.
No, I'm making light of it, but it just can't. Because you're married doesn't mean that you're still happy because you married somebody when you were a different person as were they. So it's not unfair or unrealistic that people can be unhappily married but they were very happy when they first got married. Like, love doesn't conquer all in that regard.
Absolutely.
I can love you to fucking death, but you're a different person now. Mm-hmm. So who I love is the past person,
yes,
but it's still there because it's still you, but it's not you. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, you who you loved is not this woman. Like, the woman that you may have fell in love with could have been hella limber, you know, she could have been driven, motivated, 5 kids before, you know, all mm-hmm. the, like, so many mm-hmm. things happen and transition
throughout life.
And when that's more of the love, when it's like, okay, but I love him, so mm-hmm. I love her, so I want to make this work and I want to keep him. But when you don't have that much of it and it's just the check, or it's mm-hmm. just I got a house, or, you know, it just makes it very difficult, and life is too short to spend it unhappy and be mistreated. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that everybody in a relationship that's loveless is being mistreated, because I'm sure there's plenty of ways to be happy in those type of relationships.
Absolutely.
We're just saying it's not for us, but if it is for you, just make sure you're being fairly treated. Like, just make sure it's healthy. Mm-hmm. And like, you're not putting yourself and then potential children
and anyone else
in harm's way, or, you know, ruining a life, because mm-hmm. kids, they retain a lot and they see it all. And you can think that you're putting on this big
children
old
are very attentive
facade, and
very
they see through shit.
Yep.
And so these kids are now an adult because you did what you did, and like, yep. no blame or shade, but you have to remember that your actions have consequences.
Yeah.
And when you bring children, if it's just you, that's on you if this is the life you choose to live. But once you have kids, you're teaching them something. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to or not, whether you think you are or not, you are showing them something. And these children, especially if you never discuss it, you know, because a lot of people don't, it's hush, hush. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you this. So they're going to grow up, and now they're out in society and they're damaged. And they don't know that they're damaged. They don't know anything different.
Your consequence doesn't even necessarily have to be coming back to you, as in the consequence hits you.
Mm-hmm.
The consequence can hit your child.
It's called sins of our fathers or sins of our mothers.
Yes, you could get what you put out there through your children, and now your children is having the roughest time ever, mm-hmm. living like who did it and what for and why,
right?
Because you didn't instill what should have been instilled in them, and or they grew up seeing just a picture,
right?
Oh, that's all they seen was a picture. They don't know mm-hmm. what lie behind the picture. Mm-hmm. They just seen this picture that you and dad painted, and that's all they knew, and that's what they grew up as. And there's no questions, don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what it is, and they're going to reenact and recreate
right
what they came from. And who's that really fair to?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like an endless cycle, because yep. How are they supposed to know to break it? They don't even think it's wrong.
They don't even know it's wrong yet.
They don't think it's wrong. So how are they going to know to break it? And it's just generational curses.
Mm-hmm.
Because mom decided that I don't love them, but he has nice,
but he got a good job,
bank account.
And this will be even. You don't even have to be rich. It'll be a good job. He gonna get a retire. He gonna be able to retire, and we gonna be, you know. So, just like we said, whatever you do, you do. Like, do you
absolutely
do you? Be happy. Be healthy. Be safe. But just keep that. Just keep that little nugget back there
in mind
that it's not always about you. And things, you know, like I said, your actions have consequences, and they may not affect you directly. Like, it may take a minute to catch you, but, you know, it will catch you. And also be mindful of your happiness, and your happiness is important. If that makes you happy to just not have love and whatever, then fine. If you can honestly say that makes you happy and you're happy. But just like I said, remember that your happiness is important, too. And that's whatever type of relationship you're in.
Like, whatever it is. Yeah.
However you date, whyever you date, just remember that it's not all about that other person. It's also about you. And but it's not also always about you. It's about the other person. So that's my little, that's about all I got to say on that. Date while, for whatever reason you want.
Facts, race, snap. But very true. Yeah, I agree.
So, all right, I guess that's it.
That's a good one.
Well, y'all know where to catch us on all the socials. We got our YouTube up. It's still kind of under construction, but the episodes are there. And we also have Facebook now, y'all. So we got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and that's actually, we changed the Instagram. It's The Goddess Babe Sip and Spill. But everything else is still at The Goddess Babes. Instagram is The Goddess Babes Sip and Spill. But yeah, so catch us on any of those. And remember, wherever you sip.
Whenever you sip.
Whatever you sip. Sip with us. The Goddess Babes. Keep it wet.